KFIW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. New wildfires in Southern California. More than 50,000 people forced to flee or are under evacuation warnings. The Hughes Fire burning north of Los Angeles, and a fire breaking out along the 405 freeway near the Getty Center, forcing evacuations in Bel Air, and that fire is now out. Extreme weather along the Gulf Coast. 10 inches of snow fell in New Orleans, setting a new record. Temperatures below freezing this morning from the Big Easy to Tallahassee, Florida.
The Arctic air causing problems in the north, too. Ice jams in the Allegheny River, the most in 5 years, prompting flood concerns in Pittsburgh.
You ever seen cars covered in ice like that?
Not like that, have you?
In Dearborn, Michigan, a water main break coating everything in ice.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The Kremlin reacting after President Trump threatened more sanctions for Russia unless it agrees to a peace deal for Ukraine. Russian spokesman saying the sanctions threat, we don't see any new elements here, end quote. This is ABC News. Police in Nashville trying to find a motive after a teenager opened fire at his high school. One girl killed, a boy hurt. The 17-year-old shooter took his own life. Investigators looking through his social media. Fresh warnings about fake Botox shots. ABC's Andrea Fujihi.
Federal authorities are sounding the alarm about fake Botox after arresting a New York City esthetician accused of injecting clients with counterfeit Botox from China and giving it to clients without a license, even when he knew people were getting ill. Henry Callender says he was a client.
It felt like my body was like having an allergic reaction or something to the Botox in part of my forehead.
Officials say the investigation began after a client complained about vision problems and depth perception when walking, before eventually developing botulism.
At least 15 people got sick last year in similar cases. And in Ireland, bracing for a rarity there, a hurricane, the storm could be the strongest to hit in more than a century. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, WGBW.FM.
It's the Bucks and the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks flew back today after getting snowed out in New Orleans last night. Their game against the Pelicans to be rescheduled. Tonight, they're at home against the Miami Heat. The Bucks have 13 games left before the All-Star break, 9 of them on the road. At 24-17, can they hold on to that fourth place spot in the East? Damian Lillard.
We got to be there mentally. You know, we got to be engaged. We got to be disciplined, and we got to be together.
NFL former Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson held his first press conference as the new head coach of the Chicago Bears.
I've got tremendous amount of respect for the coaches and the players in this league, having competed against them for the last 6 years. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, you're talking about two guys that are up for Coach of the Year awards as the season ends here. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
That's the Bears' Ben Johnson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Netflix is raising its rates again by $2.50 a month, regardless of plan. This comes despite the streamer adding 18 million new subscribers in the fourth quarter of 2024. Why would they raise their rates while adding so many subscribers? You'll love this. Netflix says they have to raise their rates to make more content. Yes, they think we aren't very bright. I would have thought they were using that extra money to fix buffering issues from celebrity boxing matches and NFL games. Suits is proving to be one of the most bingeable shows on TV. It now has a popular spinoff called Suits LA, Clever. The show has just announced a slew of guest stars who will appear during the first season, which includes stand-up comedian Patton Oswalt, Fear the Walking Dead's Maggie Grace, and Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin on The Office. Suits LA premieres February 23rd on USA. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 18 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. That'll keep the wind chill in the single digits here for most of the day. Tonight, clear, down to zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 20. We're back to 32 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio joins us to talk about President Biden's pardon of Leonard Peltier. Also, this shouldn't be a thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Trucker Thursday here on Minow and the Mayor, 97.9 FM WGBW, downtown Green Bay, where it is 8 degrees, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, where it is 9 degrees in both places, and it feels like minus 4 right now. Also, of course, on the Civic Media app, and AM-wise, 1590 AM coming your way, and also 1100 AM, and we got another email, as we talked about a little bit yesterday, Todd, from
the Czech Republic.
Czech Republic.
Prague.
Finland and the Czech Republic, you're listening to us.
Wow. We're going to get a map here. You guys have been all over the world, but we're going to get a map and put a pin where people are listening to us.
Yeah.
Hey, so, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Cool. So that's going to be fun. And it's going to be a world map, not just the U.S. map. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, we're big time.
We are.
John Kramer, Kevin Osgo, United States Coast Guard Auxiliary. And one of the things you're involved with this weekend is the All-Canada Show. Still have that exact same jingle? The All-Canada Show.
Oh, I'm not going to sing it. But okay. I've heard it over and over again.
Todd, remember that one?
Yes, I do.
The All-Canada Show.
and like I mentioned during the commercial break, no mosquitoes.
Nah.
They don't talk about that.
In Canada?
It is a well-attended show.
Oh, and they don't toss out your potatoes anymore, do they? Do you remember that? Years ago, if they would search your car, and if you had potatoes, they made you throw them out.
Oh, at the border?
At the border.
Wow. How many people are bringing potatoes over the border?
A lot of people. Because there was some kind of an embargo or somebody help us out here. Does anybody remember when you try to go fishing in Canada and they would search your car and if you had potatoes, you had to throw them out?
Is this a dream you had?
Yes. No!
The great
somebody
Canadian
back me up on this.
Potato embargo.
Back me up on this. Right. It was. There was a great Canadian potato embargo. You just said what it was.
Yeah.
I'm being honest here.
I'm going to have to Google that later.
Please
do. Do that. So Thursday.
Todd, look it up.
I'm going to Google it right now.
Todd?
Is it today?
Well, let me just do this
starts
for you.
Today.
Yeah, okay. Let me just do this.
Very dysfunctional.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right. So that music is apropos because the show opens today.
Show opens today. In fact, a little later morning, John and I are going over there to set up the Coast Guard booth.
Where is it located? It used to be Brown County Arena for 100 years.
Oh, it's at the Radisson Conference Center now.
Yeah. Nice.
At the Oneida Casino.
Beautiful place.
Nice free parking.
It is free parking.
I was telling Johnny last night I was over there and they make money on parking around the arena, the Rush Center, and all that. And you go to, I was telling you, I went to the basketball game last night, and it's hard to pay $10 and then, $20 a ticket and then get blown out.
Please tell me.
2-19.
Please tell me you didn't give the parking attendant any guff.
Okay, this is what I did, John.
Well, that's a
Kevin,
yes,
if you're not familiar with the show, it's an ongoing.
I want to get to you guys because you're much more important than this story.
We'll just have our own.
Okay.
That's not a bad idea.
The guy blocks off the parking at what's the name of that hotel?
D2?
Midvalley, whatever it's called, Best Western.
The old Midway.
That's what I'm looking for, Midway. So he blocks off the parking and he charges $10. Okay. Across the street at Stadium View, it's free. And across the street, it's $10. That's even closer. I'm like, if and there's nobody that parks there. Like, for $7, you could get a lot more cars parked here, you know. And then John and I went there, and I tried to negotiate with him, and he wasn't open to that.
No, he says to the guy, he goes, hey, you weren't here last game, were you? He goes, no, I was. He goes, I liked it better when you weren't.
Well, then it was free.
I'm just saying.
No, but what I did, and this is true, I had dinner there at D2. So I said, look, I'm having dinner here. And I really did. I brought a friend of mine. And
well, that's good. Dinner.
And the guy's like, that's fine.
Well, nice
so
of
that was
you.
That was nice of him, too.
Yeah.
For not nice. Charge me. Anyway, right. You guys, you are at the Radisson, which is an awesome place. All right. You can sneak away a little bit and do a little gambling if you want. But more importantly, attend your show. If people haven't been here, and I, like you said, 100 years, I don't think it's been here 100 years, but it's been here, what, 30?
Oh, my gosh, probably. I mean, it's been as long as I've been here, it's been here. And I've been here at 11 now.
Okay.
So, yep.
What a great show. What will people see there? Why would someone want to go to the Canada show?
And I just want to throw one thing. Todd, when you just played that theme, that brought back images right. and memories of me and Al Sampson going to that thing, walking around the All Canada show.
Oh, yeah.
Honest to God.
And
the legendary
you,
Al Sampson.
When you walk around the All Canada show, kind of the hub of the wheel of the show is all about fishing.
It is.
It is all about fishing. And we know what a passion that is here in Northeast Wisconsin. And I think that's why it's such a well-attended, successful show, is so many people fish here. And this is an opportunity to really take that to another level.
And I have. I've gone walleye fishing in Canada. We fish for lake trout and pike and everything, too. But the main thing was, well, and I just found some old video. This was probably 2005 I went or whatever. And
did you bring your own potatoes?
They wouldn't let us. Right. And we had a slab of walleye, and that was just one day, like the size of this table amongst four guys. The fishing up there is beyond belief.
And I think some people may think, well, it's Canada. It's a different country. It's not that far away, and they have these great places you can rent now, right? I mean, they've really upgraded there.
When you walk around the exhibit floor there, that's what you'll see. You'll see all these different resorts, places where they have the boat guides, places where you can just have access to the boats and go out on the lake, and the different lodges. It's a really cool way to just see what – that was your chair?
I was moving my migration to
I thought that one of my dog has a new squeak toy at home. Okay. And I thought, did it come with me by accident?
A little higher pitch than that. But I think people think, you know, Disney, and that's cool to do that with your kids, but – that's a family thing when your boys get a little bit, or even daughters.
Absolutely.
To go to Canada, and they have some great packages. What else are they? Are they promoting any of their, I mean, what, 80-90% of the people live within X number of miles from the border. But do they talk a little bit about other stuff besides the fishing? Is there some products that they have?
They do. They have all sorts of things. And I when we're there, we're in our booth working, engaging with the locals who are at the show, talking about what if they have a boat and they go fishing, then we want to reach out to them about boating safety. But we take a break every now and then and wander the show, and they're doing presentations all day long. And they cover everything from, and you need a bag of stuff. You need to get a bag to carry the, not just the information that they're handing out, but they give you all kinds of those, you know, great little widgets and things.
Swag.
Swag.
Yo-yos, rulers, pens.
And then they hit the Coast Guard booth, and we're like, I got rules for you.
Ruler? No.
We just got some of those, the gimme booths. So, give me a cap.
I can give you the federal regulations that you need to meet on the boat.
What do you guys find where you have to say to yourself sometimes, really? You're out here on the water. You're going to be going on the water. And you can't just follow these rules. What are some of the ones where you guys almost just say, really?
Well, here's one that'll make you say really. And I usually do this at the boat show. I do a presentation there every year. Every year, the Coast Guard puts out a very, very detailed report on incidents that happen coast to coast all across the country. And it's usually lags about a year behind. It takes a while to gather up all those numbers. But it all boils down to almost every year. It fluctuates a little bit, but it's an 80-20. And I now call it the 80-20 rule. And it's a rule we're trying to break. And that is 80% of the people on the water have never taken a boating safety class. Now, imagine, if you will, a snowy Friday, busy holiday afternoon, Friday, I-43, and only 20% of the people have had a driving license.
Isn't that something?
And then put them all out there, and what do you think's going to – that's what happens when you get out on the water.
Don't you have to? I thought you had to have a license.
Because you have to even get –
you have to take a boating safety class if you're young, if you were born before – after 1989. After 1989.
So I could get a boat, zero instructions, zero anything, and go out on the water legally?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
And I'll follow that up with, I'm a kayaker, And I go, so there's, there's a great ramp down by the 172 bridge in Holloway. And I go down there and hang out. And I was at the ramp there, and a couple came in, really nice boats, 17-foot sea kayaks. And I said, asked them if could I do a quick vessel and safety inspection for you. Oh, yeah, sure. And well, first thing I noticed, they don't have life jackets, not on or on the deck. And I said, well, where are your life jackets? And they reached in under the deck and pulled out boat fenders. You know, the white cylindrical boat fender.
Oh, oh,
and I said, those aren't life jackets. And they said, well, it says U.S. Coast Guard approved. And I said, show me where. And
those aren't PFD.
They are not PFDs.
They are not PFD.
And these were knowledgeable people who, you know, had spent probably between those two boats, lots of thousands of dollars for those boats, but did not have life jackets with them out on the water. And that's where that 80-20
can
comes
you get back. Bind, or what do you guys do when you see that?
No, we
if you're
can't.
On the water?
We are the Coast Guard Auxiliary can do everything the Coast Guard does, with the exception of law enforcement.
Okay.
And military service. So we don't have any enforcement mechanism, but I do share with them that if a Coast Guard boat were to have stopped you, or even the DNR or the city or the county, that's $195 a piece.
Wow.
To not have that life jacket. So
wow,
have
that's
that
a quick
jacket.
$400 to ruin your day.
Well, you know, what ruins it worse is if you need it and you don't have
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
So that's regulated by the well, how come you guys don't lobby for that? Because if 80% of the people, I think a big reason people have driver's license and took driver's ed is because it's a law.
Right.
It's not like, oh, I want to be safe, I'm going to go take this class. I had to do it. And why don't you lobby for that? And I thought, I got to buy a pontoon boat license at Elkhart. Like, it was $10. What was that? I thought I had to get a license. I don't.
If it's an inland lake, and there might be a county, there might be an ordinance or some local ordinance involving that. There are some states that do require an endorsement on your driver's license. And one of the ones in the last couple of years that got high praise from the Coast Guard was actually the state of Alabama now requiring that boaters get take the class and have an endorsement on their license.
I'm sorry, just seems like the last place.
I know.
They should work on
dentists. I'm desperate to go to Banff or Whistler, Canada. Will there be any touristy info at the show?
Although there's plenty of touristy info. It's worth, you know, I think there's an admission fee to the show, so it's probably not.
It's $12 online, which is not a lot. $20 for the whole weekend. Kids under 17 are free. What a family thing to do.
Oh,
there's
great. It's awesome.
I hear the Packers are out of the playoffs, so, I mean, let's go.
John, I got to ask you something, bro. You were in military for how many years?
Over 30.
Fun being back in uniform and doing something again?
It is. So I left the Army not necessarily on my terms.
It's not like you punched a captain or something.
I medically retired.
Medically.
But I still had that that itch or that in my heart to continue to serve. And this gives me an opportunity to not just serve in general, but to serve the community. And, you know, I miss the uniform. I miss the camaraderie. I miss some
of it. Was such a part of your life for so many years.
Correct. And it's
It's like Jim still thinks he's mayor.
But I didn't miss some of the BS that went along with serving.
Yeah. And, John, you never reference your TV days.
Quiet. So.
And with this organization, there's a lot less of that.
Yeah.
So it's it's great to be part of this organization and being able to help with the community and you know, ultimately save lives.
It's awesome. People respect you guys. I mean, I think we're pretty good in this community about respecting law enforcement or first responders, but people love the Coast Guard. When you have your open houses, man, everybody's there. The kids are in awe, and you teach them something.
Yeah, the Coast Guard has, they just do a lot of things, and they do it well.
We got to take a quick break. Right? John Kramer, Kevin Osgood, United States Coast Guard Auxiliary. Talk about the All Canada Show coming to Green Bay, actually starting today and going throughout the weekend. You guys stick around for a minute? Sure. All right, back right after this.
When I'm far from home, feeling blue. Thank God for the radio, playing all night long, playing all.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Hi, I'm Michael Friedman, CEO of Simple Life Hospitality. Let us take the hassle out of vacation rental property management. We'll maximize your earnings and handle every detail from cleaning to maintenance and repairs. For guests, enjoy a stay that feels like home with hand-selected properties, personal touches like local recommendations, and extras like concierge service that will make your trip unforgettable. Whether you're a homeowner or a traveler, experience the Simple Life. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Feeling blue. Thank God for the radio.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here. We're with John Kramer, Kevin Osgood, United States Coast Guard Auxiliary. Y'all, Canada show coming up starting today out at the Radisson in Oneida. Coming up in just a little bit, Chris Leonard and the gang from Headlines with the Press Times. Sarah Danahy, Executive Director of Community for Hope of Greater Oshkosh, talking about suicide, survivor loss, support group, and Project Safe Good coming up. Jeff Allen, great comedian, coming up with a show at Cup of Joy down the road. Well, back to you guys once again. Talk about some of the other projects you guys are working on right now with the Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Well, one of the big ones right now is we have these, we've been talking about taking a boating safety class. You may not have to if you were born before 1989, but it's
I feel like
idea.
I'm in that gray area where you're old enough, you don't have to take the class, but now you're too old to get on the water.
You're never
Am I in that spot,
no,
John?
No, you're never too old to get on the water.
John, you'll be brutally honest with me.
John.
Yeah.
I don't want you mad at me again.
All right, fine.
No, there's
As long as you're not at the helm, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, you can be on the boat. You'd be good.
What's a helm?
That's the wheel.
Okay.
You'd be a good passenger.
You'd be a great passenger.
I'm a phenomenal passenger.
But there's no age limit on that. And that's so relaxing. Now, there's a lot of ways you can boat, but just going up the locks. And you guys are down in Appleton and Oshkosh, right?
Yep, we have flotillas in Fond du Lac and Nina Menasha, as well as Green Bay. And then we have detachment where we have a huge group of, not huge, but a small group of members that also work in Sheboygan and Sturgeon Bay. And what they're all working toward now is we have boating safety classes. If you live in Fond du Lac, the Fox Valley, or Green Bay, there are boating safety classes that anyone you can sign up for and take. It's a one-day or two-day class, depending on how the flotilla sets it up. Green Bay's is set up as two. John's most familiar with what they're doing here in Green Bay. But that's an opportunity to sit in a room and ask people questions, ask the instructor questions. The DNR test online is great for that basic level of knowledge. And honestly, based on that 80-20 rule and seeing what some of these accidents end up looking like, when there's a bad accident on the water, when something goes wrong on the water, it goes bad fast. You have seconds to know what to do. So the best way to be prepared, take that DNR class online and then go take a class in person where you can ask questions of someone who knows the answers before you get out on the water.
Yeah, I would say there aren't a lot of minor little...
No, well, there are minor things.
There are minor, but you know what I mean? A lot of times this is, you know, things moving pretty fast. John, for yourself, I mean, having been military and now in this, some of the things that are instilled with a person after so many years in the military, you still carry them with you on a day-to-day basis?
You can ask my wife that.
Okay.
it's always there. There's, you know, I was active guard reserve, so I didn't have it pounded in my head my whole life, and I still have the ability to think outside the box. But yeah, there's a lot of guys that have been active duty their whole life that just can't
separate
and walk away from that. So
yeah,
but it's nice to be in this organization to reel me back in a little bit.
That's cool.
It leaves an imprint on you. My 4 years is like forever ago. I'm the fastest eater at any table unless there's another Navy guy there.
We just got a text. If I can bring it up, Todd texted and he said, if you go to the All Canada show, stop and meet Sunset Country Adventures. Steve Smith and his wife, Erin, are awesome people.
So great.
There you go.
Great. I got a text there. John didn't know that he personally doesn't need a license and he owned the Fossil, that phenomenal wooden boat he had. Glad that thing got stolen before he could operate it on water. Yeah, I had a boat and somebody stole it. John, I'm going to make you an offer.
Please.
How about you and I go half and half on a boat this summer?
Don't do it, John.
What do you think?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Think about it.
There you go.
So
you live right by the water.
We can park it right at your place. Busy. He's really busy with the auxiliary. See that giant camera he has?
I do.
Right.
He documents all the work that we do in Northeast Wisconsin.
I know. Remember you had the gentleman in here from Patriot Routine Project? You had Jack Gage?
Yes, of course.
He'll take you out.
All right.
Go out on his boat.
But I want my own boat. I want to be able to tell people I own a boat.
Go on other people's boats. Save you a lot of money.
How many?
Join the Coast Guard. Get trained up. Come on a crew.
Get this. Can the public get involved working with or volunteering with the Coast Guard?
Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. The website where all the questions can be answered is cgox.org. Join cgox.org. Join cgox.org. All the answers to all your questions can be
AUX.
AUX for auxiliary. And there's even a place to fill out the initial interest application, and that will get forwarded to whatever. If you put your hometown as Appleton, it'll go to the Neenah-Menasha Flotilla. If you put Green Bay, it'll go to the Green Bay Flotilla.
Cool.
So whatever town you live in, put it there, and it'll bring up the closest flotillas to you, and you can actually choose if you have a little inside information, because flotillas have their personalities as well. The flotillas that the Green Bay flotilla did almost 700 vessel safety exams last summer.
Wow.
700. And all of Lake Michigan, where there are 1,000 auxiliarists like us, there were only about 1,200 done. So most of them were done right here in Green Bay.
Quick question for you, though. Talk about what else you do at the Maritime Museum in Sturgeon Bay. That's a phenomenal place.
That's my day job.
That's phenomenal.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun. And we have boats. You can come look at them, but you can't get in them.
Jim and I both want to run museums. I want to run a veterans museum. He wants to run a music museum.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll tell you stories that will make you love radio.
Well, I know it costs money. But we do want to do that because I think they're so interesting and so educational, and they're for everybody. I think that's what's cool about it.
They tell amazing stories.
Yeah.
We talk on this show, and we're on here for 3 hours, and we talked about New Year's resolutions, and a lot of people are going to try and lose weight and maybe won't achieve that, but people should sign up. New Year's resolutions to take your boater safety class.
Take a boater safety
class. And it's fun. And boaters are pretty fun people, like in general, you know, and who else waves to you every time you drive by them, you know?
And who don't you want to be the one that knows what to do
when
something goes wrong out
exactly.
there? And you're seeing something go wrong and you're on the sidelines and you can help just by throwing out, hey, why don't you do this?
Exactly.
Somebody wants to pass you. How do they do that?
Right.
You want to pass somebody else. How to do that safely?
Right.
And what
which do you pass in the right or the left on the water?
Either.
Oh, you can do either. Oh,
you got to signal which one you're going to do.
You got to stand the right of buoys though, right?
Well, outside the buoy.
You're going to stay inside, in between the buoys.
Okay. I was thinking
red, right, returning. If you're coming back,
that's
keep
right.
the red buoy.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. That's close.
I only took the test once, so.
Did you take it?
Yeah, I thought I had to, but he said I didn't, but
no,
I did.
Because, that 1989 birth year makes it an option.
Oh, boy.
I was.
You're all kids on the water.
You guys are definitely grandfathered in.
Great-grandfathered in. Ancestry.com.
That's right.
I think that's great that you offer this, and you're such a friendly, welcoming auxiliary. I mean, I've been to your events, and like everybody likes you guys.
Well, we're made up of the community. It's the same people from your community. The active duty has to change out every couple years,
right.
But our group of people has been here a long time. They've been on the water a long time. We got a lot of knowledge of the area, and we're happy to share it with people.
All right.
Outstanding.
And then let's just one more on the Canada show.
Today
starts today.
What time? Like 4 o'clock-ish?
at no man. It's, it's 5 till 9 tonight and tomorrow, or 3 to 8, and then the whole weekend 10 to 6, 10 to 3. So $12 online, $14 if you're at the gate or at the door. Weekend pass for the whole weekend is $20, and kids under 17 are free.
The All Canada Show at the Radisson. Mod on the air. Back after us.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin's agriculture sector accounts for almost 10% of the state's total employment. We heard that this week at the Wisconsin Agriculture Outlook Forum. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday, here with Assembly Agriculture Chair Travis Tranel. He said one of the takeaways from the forum for him as both a state representative and a farmer is that the economic impact of agriculture goes beyond rural Wisconsin.
A lot of that manufacturing takes place in more urban areas. And sometimes I think we forget that. And why I think that's important is a lot of times I think legislators that are from more urban areas kind of look at rural Wisconsin and they think, well, what do they need now? What are they going to ask for today? And the reality is we really are codependent. Because if we stop shipping them goods from rural Wisconsin, there are going to be a lot of people that live in urban areas that are going to be out of work. And I thought it was good to hear that.
Catching up with the Representative Travis Tranel after the Wisconsin Agriculture Outlook Forum, he chairs the Assembly Agriculture Committee. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news next.
Allie Straczynski, a passionate dairy farmer and member of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors, is part of the next generation shaping the future of Wisconsin dairy. She shares insights on how programs like Dairy Checkoff have supported the industry's growth nationwide.
It's been a great experience as a next generation dairy farmer who started after Checkoff was already in place. I have taken for granted the impact on production innovation and building the Wisconsin cheese identity over the past 40 years. Checkoff has allowed Wisconsin cheese to be sold nationwide, and it can be found in 99% of grocery stores. I've been lucky to gain a front row seat to these programs that are designed to strengthen relationships with both bulk buyers and individual consumers. These programs help to coordinate things like in-store demonstrations, digital ads, in-store sales material, and both earned and free media. And this all encourages consumers to look for that Proudly Wisconsin label.
Learn more about how your Dairy Checkoff dollars are utilized at wisconsindairy.org.
Welcome back on a Thursday. The Dairy Business Association has released its priorities for the upcoming legislative session, one of the first agricultural groups to do so. Their list focuses on attracting a skilled workforce to Wisconsin, supporting clean water initiatives, and improving transportation infrastructure. We have the whole list at MidwestFarmReport.com. In other agribusiness news today, registration is open for the 2025 Upper Midwest Hazelnut Growers Conference. This year, the conference is at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells, March 7th and 8th. This is your chance to get acquainted with a valuable crop. Sessions will cover everything from planting to pruning and from harvesting to marketing. Learn more at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 18 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. That'll keep the wind chill in the single digits here for most of the day. Tonight, clear down to zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 20. We're back to 32 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said, women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete. Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our popcorn pick of the week with our friend Greg Vadney from the Roar Museum in Manitowoc. Then documentary filmmaker Kate Stapleton joins me to talk about her film, which premieres at the Door County Film Festival.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The man who's accused of setting fire to U.S. Congressman Glenn Grothman's Fond du Lac office appeared in court Wednesday, where he was charged with arson, attempted burglary, criminal damage to property, and terrorist threats. 19-year-old Caden Stachowicz of Menasha told police that he started the fire in response to the TikTok ban, which Grothman voted in favor of. Stachowicz is being held on a $500,000 cash bond. He will be back in court on January 30th for his preliminary hearing. Grothman represents the 6th Congressional District. He was first elected in 2014. As the state struggles with a growing unhoused population and a lack of available housing stock, rent prices are expected to continue to rise as well. According to data from the real estate company Zillow, rent prices in Wisconsin are expected to increase at the 12th highest rate of any state this year. Experts say the dramatic increase in the price of a home is pushing more residents toward rental options. And the supply chain issues during the COVID-19 pandemic slowed the pace at which the state was building new housing options to keep prices down. An inmate at Green Bay Correctional Institution faces 23 counts of lewd and lascivious behavior for allegedly exposing himself to female staff members. 47-year-old Zurich Simmons was charged for the incidents that took place between March 21st and June 13th of 2023. The criminal complaint refers to 89 incidents, but some were outside of the statute of limitations. Simmons made his initial court appearance on these charges Wednesday. He has previous convictions for attempted sexual assault of a child, among other charges. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks having John Kramer, Kevin Osgood, United States Coast Guard Auxiliary, in town here. And the All Canada Show happening at the Radisson starting today at 5 o'clock. I think, right?
Yep.
Running all weekend. It is a lot of fun, folks. One of those things, that, even if you don't fish much, go on out there. There's so many cool exhibits and different things. It's really, really cool.
Well, while you're saying that, you know, maybe become part of the U.S., so... No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
No, but Canada is not that far away, and it is a different country, but it's just, you know, for recreation, and there's a lot more in this show. So I think if people are looking for something to do, it's a great show. It's been coming here for 30
awesome.
Years.
It's fantastic. And I've done it. I've gone fishing up there. They take great care of you. Joining us right now, Chris Leonard and Kerry Yang, Headlines with the Press Times. We really enjoy this segment. Thank you guys both for being here.
Our pleasure.
Although, Kerry, what did I tell you if you ever come back again?
I completely forgot.
You must wear mittens or gloves before you walk because you've got the coldest hands in town.
I do. It is pretty cold outside.
Warm heart. All right. Kerry, and you're kind of featured with the Press Times this week, and that's such a great paper because we've just lost a little bit of this local connection, and the Press Times has stepped up on that. Matter of fact, I just was seeing the big-time attorney, and he just brought up the Press Times. Because I was telling him about, he listens to Johnny in our show, and he goes, I just like that local thing. It's the only good local media we have here is the Press Times. I thought it was pretty nice. This guy who's lived here for many, many years, and I think that's great. And we're featuring you, or they're featuring you. We're going to read it. Kerry Yang, you wear two hats in this city. Tell us about the city hall, and then tell us about the autism. Or, go ahead.
Sure. Yeah, so
and welcome, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much.
Would you like some Tang?
No, I'm
are you
with
sure?
The water. Yes, no, thank you.
Okay, so we're both having the cold water.
Yes.
This makes cold water so much better, you can't believe it. Two squirts of Tang, it's Unbelievable.
No, okay.
And Carrie, don't worry about it. Don't go anywhere. Yeah. Yeah, don't do it.
Right. $7.
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
All right. That was a thanks anyway.
So in my day job, I am the community liaison and special events coordinator for the mayor's office. So in that role, I do work with a lot of nonprofits and community organizations. And it was from that role that I pretty much learned about other funding that was available. So my sisters and I have always wanted to start a nonprofit. We just never had the funds available for that. So working in my role, I did see that there was a lot of help available. So that's when we started our nonprofit, which is called Hmong Hands Neurodiverse Disability Support, which is hands for short because it's quite a mouthful.
Tell me that again. So, yeah. No, just right. I think that's great that you're doing that because
I know, I'm trying to follow all of it along, and you're rattling it all out, which is really impressive.
All right, so you're full-time in the mayor's office, yes. Kind of special events, and we've worked with your predecessor who went to De Pere. Yeah. Matter of fact, we were going to close off the streets for our one-year anniversary, and I forgot to cancel the order. So she was very timely in getting the barricades and everything here, and we're like, we didn't. And that was my fault.
That's a higher low point of our career here. Jim goes running out as the guys are setting up barricades for an event that's not going to happen.
Right. That's exactly what happened.
So Jim doesn't have somebody like you now that he's not mayor. But so if he depends on me,
I learned that the hard way. So tell me what you do in the mayor's office. So it's special events for.
Oh, sure. So the events are small and large. So the largest one we have, of course, is the NFL draft that's coming to town. But there's also small ones where if you're just having an event at a city park that is open to the public, that maybe you get under 250 people. So that small to as large as you could probably see.
Block party.
Yes, and just a block party.
When I was mayor, we delivered the barricades. Now we got to pick them up.
Ring it up. Yes. Ring it up. Yes. Ring it up. Yes. You know how time you hear a bell and Angel gets his wings? Every time he says, when I was mayor, we have to give him a bell. When we think a former politician who might be in purgatory gets his wings.
Boy, we got to ring that bell a hell of a lot more because there's a lot of us in there. Okay. And then tell us about the nonprofit. You started with your sisters? Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Tell us about it.
So my son was diagnosed with autism at 3 years old. My sister Linda, she had a son that was born with a physical disability. He is 10 years old right now. So in the Hmong community, there isn't too much awareness, so we don't really talk about differences. So we wanted to really bring awareness and acceptance to our community and also the wider community. So that's why we started our nonprofit to really help our kids in the future.
That's awesome.
So what's the focus of your nonprofit?
Our focus is to try to make sure that there's a better world for our kids. And then also, we just had a Hmong mother referred to us from one of our board members from the Green Bay Public School District. She doesn't speak any English, and her son was just diagnosed with autism at 8 years old. She did not have anywhere to turn to, so we helped her navigate the system because I've also been through it to try to get ABA services for her son. So it's kind of helping the community overall, bringing more social connectedness.
Is there concern? Is there a trend too much of autism amongst your community?
And that's like debatable within our community. Some people don't want to acknowledge that. But I personally do think that there is.
It sounds like it kind of, doesn't it? At least explore it.
Oh, yes. I definitely do. And that's one of the main problems that we're running into, that people just don't want to accept that fact.
Okay.
And during the interview process, Carrie had said something to the effect that it was difficult to navigate the medical industry. And she said that she couldn't imagine not speaking English very well and trying to navigate it on top of that.
You know, a gentleman given a bunch of books.
We need to introduce Chris, though.
Chris Winter, editor of the Press Times.
Right?
Yep,
yeah.
The Press Times. And the young girl had written a book in like 1979, 80, somewhere around there. And I want to say she was 14 when she came here. And I want to say like Wisconsin Rapids, one of those areas, was kind of the headquarters. And just what it was like as that first generation of American Hmong,
yes.
What that was like, and the barriers, and her parents, what they went through.
Yes.
But you want to talk about a study in perseverance? Yes. Holy cow.
Yes.
Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree.
I mean, think about that. Moving to another country, you don't speak the language, and you're just thrust in a different climate, different whatever. Wow.
But with that said, and you're like, that's a tough place for anybody to be. The Hmong community's done extremely well.
You're not on a lot
of social assistance. You know, yes. And you guys just, and I'm pretty familiar with the Hmong community. Mm-hmm. I've worked with them and the events. And what I love about your organization is that you really treasure your culture.
Mm-hmm.
This, the events you have and the dances. We went to that restaurant opening
Absolutely.
Here, and they had the dancers from Appleton come down. Yeah. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And
I got to say one quick thing. The younger kids are kind of assimilating themselves, like, really. And I remember I was showing, I had Hmong clients when I was in real estate, and I was showing them for another Hmong residence, okay? And we opened the closet, and they're like, had big thing, please do not touch, please. There's all these shrines and candles and everything. And as these two young girls as well, I said, is this what you pray to? Is this what you honor? They both looked, sure. I don't know. We're from Kakana.
And a lot of Hmong kids nowadays don't even speak Hmong.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah. And
is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean,
you hate to lose it.
Yeah. It's part of the culture that they're not having. So they're not connecting with their elders.
I mean, I remember my dad and my grandma speaking Italian. And I so wish I would have picked up on that.
Yes.
You know, even if I've never used it, it'd be cool to have.
Yes.
I think we can learn a lot from the Hmong community. Let me tell you a couple things that I think we can learn from. One is respect for the elders. Mm-hmm. I think you do a better job than some other communities. You're a healthier culture, and mm-hmm. And I love your stores over here on Bodart, Bodum. And then your family thing is super, super important to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys don't let that break up for anything, and those are good things. And I think it's great what you're doing, and but I think the Hmong culture has been pretty well embraced here because you've been just great neighbors since you got here. You know, some cultures come in and they had bad experiences and then they make a general statement, which isn't true, but mm-hmm. you don't. But you become doctors and teachers.
Yes.
I mean, the way to, they say that, you know, the best way to get out of poverty is become a doctor. And yeah, that's not uncommon for your culture.
It's not. And I feel like a lot of the Hmong people, especially in the Midwest, really love it here. It is definitely our home now.
Yeah. What's great?
How long did it take to adapt to, from what, Laos, pretty
yes.
much, where it's like 108 degrees and 90% humidity every day?
Snakes.
Yes.
And you come here and yesterday was 31 degrees below zero.
Oh my gosh, yes. It's kind of crazy. When my mom came here, she told us that she had remembered that the trees were all red, and she was like, I think their land is on fire.
Do they talk much about back in the home country, if you want to put it that way?
They do, but they tend to talk about the good times. But one of the problems that we face is that they don't really talk about the traumas that they went through, especially right. like the Vietnam War, how they got over here. And that kind of contributes to kind of our mental health issues, where if we don't talk about things, they just kind of fester.
We had a group of veterans here, Hmong veterans,
mm-hmm.
a few months ago, and they were spectacular, wonderful, wonderful. And we just kind of scratched the surface on what they went through in helping American downed pilots. They put their lives on stake. I mean, whole villages put their entire village life at stake by helping an American back in those days. And they still did it.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I'm just going to lay out, we abandoned them
mm-hmm.
when we left. We just abandoned them. It was a horrible, horrible thing. But you guys didn't just capitulate. You fought back and you did whatever. And you're sitting right here today.
Yes. And we're very grateful to those Hmong veterans.
Yep. And you're not an angry culture. I mean, you know, if you read about it, it's like, mm-hmm. we could have done a better job, but, mm-hmm. You know, now we're all in here together. I really love the way you work in your neighborhoods. You work at NWTC. You just said very, very integrated into this community. And you're a good example for other organizations, cultures.
Totally,
I mean, it just works. So
yeah.
Tell me this, what your goal is with this whole nonprofit, the autism, is it? Because I hear sometimes in Wisconsin, the programs are there, but the awareness isn't.
We definitely want to raise awareness, but first we just need to get the acceptance of the Hmong community. Sometimes it might be a little hard with a new organization coming to the town, so we just want to make sure that we're open for people to come. And a lot of organizations sometimes are open when people aren't working, so we want to make sure that we're open on the weekends to make sure that people are coming in, just getting familiar with our organization.
And I think it's okay to ask for help.
Yes, it definitely is. Yeah. And that's sometimes an issue, too.
Right.
We're with Chris Leonard, Carrie Yang, headlines for the Press Times. Carrie, one more thing for you before we turn it all over to Chris. But another one of the things is, one thing that has stayed over in this country that I learned, the mom still calls all the shots, don't they?
I would say so, especially in my house too.
It's like, wow, do they call the shots?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. We have that in my home. We're not Hmong.
We're here, Chris Leonard, editor of the Press Times, headlines of the Press Times. Carrie Yang, back with more right after this.
Pittsburgh are rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got Louisa wired up and she's a-running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead with all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays. But now, we're starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking Active Liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active Liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, all natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on Trucker Thursday, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. Of course, the Civic Media app, 1590 AM and 1100 AM as well. With Chris Leonard from the Press Times and Carrie Yang, headlines with the Press Times segment, which we really enjoy. Chris, what have you got going on?
Well, Carrie's our front page story this week because, well, last week we talked about collaboration and working together and helping each other out, and she fit right into that mold. You have a building opening up, correct, for your organization?
Yes, we do. We were able to get a space at 112 North Adams Street, which is owned by NeighborWorks, and they gave it to us at a great price, so they are also a great organization. But we really need this Hmong center to really explore a lot of our culture and also bring the whole community together.
So it's right across from Angelina's.
Yes, it is.
And United Way used to be in there, a couple places, and that's a great downtown facility, easy access. What are we going to see in that building? Is that you and the resources, or what's in that? You said culture, but
Oh, sure. Is
it a display of anything? Or
we're looking for some cultural artworks to be in there, but we are starting out with a few programs. One is a culturally inclusive pantry. There's a lot of great pantries that my mom went to when I was young. However, they don't always have things that the Hmong community needs, like Thai jasmine rice. And also, sometimes our families are really large. We have 10, 12 members, so we need a 25-pound bag of rice. And there's also other items like canned bamboo shoots.
So that's going to be a pantry.
Yep, yep. A small
will it be
pantry.
A store? Is it free or is it they're buying the stuff?
It will be free.
Okay. When you signed your lease, did you get parking spots?
We did.
Okay, because they're very tenacious down there. I mean, you're right across from some great places, but okay, I would hate to have someone come to see you in need and get a $22 ticket.
Oh yes.
So just make sure they understand that this isn't 9th Street where your other place is.
Oh yes, you're right. Yeah.
So anyway, just.
He always has to get that.
I just want to give another plug to the Press Times. This is a great example of who you are. You know, we've got someone here who works in the mayor's office and it does special events, everything from the NFL draft to a block party. And you know, she wants to build community, and then she's got her own nonprofit, and you know, there's other media outlets that are going to just gloss over this whole thing, and yet the Press Times not only did the story but did it on the front page.
Yeah, and there's so much of this stuff going on. You know, we can't get to everything. So Carrie had reached out to us because we didn't know anything about it because they haven't even opened up their facility yet. So that helps us when people let us know what's going on, too. But being in the community and covering the meetings and everything, you learn a lot. One thing we should probably touch on is you have an opening event coming up, right?
Yes. And just before that, you are the only one I reached out to because I read your paper every day and I see what you guys cover. And I knew that you guys would definitely be interested in
our story.
A
perfect fit. Yeah, yeah. For sure.
So we're having a grand opening on Saturday, February 8th at 11 o'clock. So we have confirmed a few people, especially the mayor, since I do work with him. And then also my sister works with Troy Streckenbach. So he is also coming as well.
Well, you got a couple of heavyweights right there.
Yes.
Got some good connections. Wow. Yes.
What will you be doing that day?
So for that day, we are going to have some center tours, a ribbon cutting, and then just some speakers. But we just want people to come and check out the facility.
I think that's awesome.
It's great.
You know, I got to tell you something funny. So I'm becoming a soup expert, making soup. Okay. And one of the things I want to do this hot and cold type soup, hot and spicy, kind of whatever, yin and yang. But one of the things was bamboo shoots. It's like, no, I can't make that. Where am I going to buy bamboo? And you just mentioned you guys sell bamboo shoots.
Yes.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. Wait till I bring in this soup, Todd. It's going to be incredible.
I can't wait.
It's going to be incredible.
Remember our trick about spitting the drink out? Yes. You may need that.
Hey, Chris knows what's going on. She's telling how to spit out shots. She's been around a shot or two.
Maybe. So, Chris, the Press Times being, you know, the best local media outlet here, next to mine on the mayor.
Yeah.
What are you working on?
As far as stories coming up?
You mean you must plan ahead with feature stories?
You know what? I do, but
you don't
I'm
tell
always,
me.
Yeah.
Do me, okay. Don't, hey, let me tell you something. In the
I
media,
get it. That's fine.
You give,
what's in front of us, that's all.
Somebody else will grab that somehow. Somebody else will. Trust me. The worst thing you can do in this business, and Todd, you know that too, is talk about something you're going to be doing, because that's a bugaboo. That's jinxes
it. Scooped on it.
And we never run out, that's for sure.
Oh,
there's
never
always
run out of ideas.
Something.
Nope.
This is a beautiful community that's always got something happening and taking care of each other. And I wouldn't want to work anywhere else now.
It's awesome.
Okay, I got to say one thing, though. So somebody was at a place, and the guy comes and goes, man, this train. I swear I sat for half an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
The train outside your window.
It's terrible. You should see
do a story on that.
Yeah,
Do a story on what the city ordinances are, how long you can block a passage because of ambulances. I mean, we get mad as residents. We just want to get someplace. But, I mean, there's a lot more things important than us. And they're like, okay, and then they don't do it, and then they don't pay their fines.
Yep.
You see how many fines they get, citations they get. That would be a story. But the story's been written.
Jim's trying to get a gig with you.
Not even a question.
We can always use the help.
No,
not even a question.
They're just stressing out here.
Hey, I got to tell you, I know John's my good buddy, but boy, some of the artwork the photography, it looks like artwork.
He's got a talent.
I mean, I don't care if it's 4 a.m, he'll be out there and getting that shot.
You know, we keep on trying to find a place for him, but you know, somebody's going to steal him away from us because he's got a lot of talent.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's one of the best. Wonderful having you here. Anything we can do for your organization, please let us know. Give us that website one more time.
Oh, sure. It is www.monghands.org. So just check it out and see if there's any way you can help.
And the open house coming up?
It is Saturday, February 8th at 11.
And everybody's invited, right?
Oh, everyone.
Nice. Awesome. Chris, please keep doing what you guys are doing.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. And I love your book. Give it a quick plug.
Lambo, we have a signing
book
event.
Signing.
Yep.
When is that?
Saturday, 11 to 2 at Boss's again.
Outstanding. Quick break. Back after this.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We will review the governor's state of the state address and the Republican response and take your phone calls as well. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. New wildfires in Southern California. The Hughes Fire now burning north of Los Angeles. Kyle Argosino lives in Van Nuys.
Seeing this right now, it's just eerie, like seeing all the houses being surrounded by the fires, like, it was crazy.
More than 50,000 people forced to flee or are under evacuation orders. Another wildfire burning near the Getty Center and forcing evacuations in Bel Air has been put out. The Gulf Coast waking up to below freezing temperatures this morning after record snow this week. Portions of Interstate 10 in Louisiana and Florida remain closed due to snow cover this morning. In a Seattle court today, the first challenge to President Trump's executive order blocking birthright citizenship protected by the 14th Amendment in the Constitution. The Trump administration seeking to interpret the amendment to argue that not all children born in the U.S. should be granted citizenship. And this hour, Hollywood reveals the Oscar nominees. This is ABC News.